Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, all of this, Kaya. Azul, Azuliskaya, Nitai Sachi Sutta Temple, Krishnadar for morning Harinam and Japa Satsang, you are all welcome. So in Russia now, the machine more are Russian or Japanese?
Because in Russia, the machine is Japanese. Right? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Most of them. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Imported. Yes. Huh?
Yes.
Very good. Yes. Why I am saying this? Golokera prema dhana harinama sankirtana. This chanting of the holy name is imported from Golokta. So we should be very eager to accept this Harinam Sankirtan, because it is imported from Golok, no? Hare Krishna Mantra Hai Radharani's Tantra. This chanting of the Hare Krishna is used by gopis and Radharani to please, serve and love Krishna.
Это повторение Махамантры, которое естественно использует гопи и радхарани, чтобы удовлетворить и чтобы служить Кришне.
So who is using in Golok this mantra? The gopis, the Radharani, the Gopa, they use this mantra to please and serve Krishna.
Итак, кто же пользуется этой мантрой? Этой мантрой пользуются гопи и радхарани, чтобы удовлетворить и служить Кришне.
So this holy name, Шрила Прабхупада says, is a transcendental sound vibration. It is beyond bodily platform, beyond mental platform, beyond intellectual platform. It is from a spiritual world. So when we transcendent bodily, mental and intellectual platform, then really we can appreciate and realize the transcendental nature of the holy name. Therefore, in our line of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a one mantra called Bhuta Shuddhi Mantra. Bhuta means designation of the body. Shuddhi means purification. The chanting for the purification of the bodily designation. Before we sit for chanting, we should chant this mantra. That mantra is Naham Vipro Nagrahapatir. So this mantra says, like, I am not Brahman, I am not Kshatri, I am not Vaishya, I am not Shudra, I am not Sannyasi, I am not Brahmachari, I am not Vanprastha, I am not Grastha. So all the designation which are to the body, we have to say no, no, no.
И вот эта мантра, она звучит таким образом: я не Брахман, я не Кшатри, я не Вайшья, я не Шудра, Я не грехашка, я не саньяси, я не обретила Пришита мантра, она отбрасывает к следующей смене с кем-то.
So you know all these names, because I'm not that intelligent person, I'm not a businessman, I'm not a warrior, or I'm not a worker, I'm not householder, I'm not a renounced person, but who are you?
Итак, мы знаем все эти названия, то есть я не интеллектуальный человек, я не штат, я не торговец, я не рабочий, я не отреченный человек, но кто же я такой?
Then he says, Gopi Bhartahu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I am the servant of servant of servant of Gopinath. So that is the identity of spirit soul. Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Dasa.
И такого определения вечной души, то есть жизнь распахает вечной нитядасы, является вечным Сухой Кришны.
This is for my friend Sharafuddin. In a Sufism there is a mantra.
И вот как у моего друга в суфизме есть мантра.
Jibhaita jogitya tattama chadattamam sabarjes thamshirsa karkine ke katlam गोला जे गोलन जा चिंजो पणथी गुलाम सनांगा चिंजो नाम लिख जे लाओ चन में. This is a very interesting one Sufi saint has said, if you want to be really connected with God, if you want to be yogi means connected with God.
Так как один Суфи говорил, что если ты хочешь настоящим быть связан с Господом, то есть если хочешь заниматься йогой, нужно иметь связь с Господом.
Tattamachadattamam, then give up all the desires of material enjoyments. Sabarji samshir sankar kine ki katnam. By patience, get out the enviousness out of your heart. Become tolerant. Become non-envious. Gola je golan jatin jo panthi, those who are the servant of God and servant of God and servant of, and become the servant of those servants. Gola means servant. So das das anudas. So this is the first thing we should really meditate every day before chanting japa. Because these are all bodily designations. But when we say Gopi Bharta Udas Udas Anudas, it means Jivira Swarup. Then we are in our constitutional position to chant origin.
Но когда мы отождествляем себя с Дасом, 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 это является нашим изначальным положением, и тогда мы можем сказать,
we must say, we should say every day we should say this, one day we will realize this.
И это нужно говорить каждый день, и однажды мы сможем это осознать.
So this is the first thing, before we start chanting, we should every day recite and meditate that I am really spirit soul. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Somehow I have forgotten this. Now I am requesting to the Mother God, the motherly aspect of God, which is most merciful, Hare or Hara. And Srila Prabhupada says, chanting is a genuine cry of a child for mother. So there is a motherly aspect of God, and in Vedic literature, one of the prayers to the Supreme Lord is, Tumeva Mata, first you are mother.
У Господа есть также материнский аспект, и в ведической литературе одно из обращений или определений Господу звучит таким образом, что в первую очередь ты являешься матерью.
In this world, always somebody has trouble, they call, oh my mom, because And whenever we have a trouble, mother has actually given us shelter. Radha hai jagatera mata, sishetana charitamasit. Radha hai jagatera mata. Shrimati Radha Rani is the mother of the whole universe. Motherly aspect of God is very compassionate. Therefore, the Gurudev is a representative of mercy of Godhead. It means he is bringing the blessing of Radharani. And there is an interesting thing, you see, Prabhupada's parents used to invite these sadhus and begging them to beg Radharani to bless this child to become a devotee. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Mata aham asya jagato. Krishna says, I am the mother of this whole universe. So there is a motherly aspect of God which is compassionate, which is Radharani. That same mood of motherly aspect of Radharani is brought by Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he decided to give the holy name for the people of Kali Yuga. Chirad Aditam Nijagupta Vittam. Chirad means for a long time. Nij Chirad Aditam. Aditam means not given. So that which is not given for a long time. Nij Gupta Vittam. Nij means personal. Gupta means confidential. And Vittam means wealth. Therefore, so we say, Golokera Prema Dhan. Dhan means wealth. Nij Gupta Vittam means personal, confidential wealth which was not given for a long time. Achrada Dittam, Nij Gupta Vittam. What is that? What is that wealth, confidential? Swanama Amritam. Swanama Amritam. His nectar of his own holy name. So nectarian holy name is actually the confidential wealth of Sri Krishna. Everybody wants to be bhagata. Everybody wants to be rich. In another Vedic literature, it is said, Bahukoti danam grhanecha kashi priyag ganga yutukalpa vasa swarnasya meru stadanam govinda nama nama samranena tulya. It says, you may be charitable and you can give millions of cow at the bank of Ganga. Best place, most important charity, and on the day of eclipse, that is good. So Gaudan at the bank of Ganga and on the ground. Okay, and then he said, Ganga Priyag Yut Kalpavasa, you may live for one day of Brahma, which is millions of years, at a Priyag Raj, the king of all the holy places, and do your meditation. Yagnaishya Swaram Meru Danam, and you can perform Yajna and give a mountain of gold like Meru. That's good.
или можете совершить тягу и предложить гору размером с меру золота.
Govinda nama nama sumranena tulya, but chanting the name of Govindam, all they are not equal to that. They are not. They are too less as when you compare with the chanting of the holy name. So who is the wealthiest person in this world? One who chants the rubli? Oh yeah, count the rubli, million rubli, 2 million rubli, 3 million rubli. Or the one who is chanting Hare Krishna, holy name, Hare Govinda, Govinda, who is the rich man? The one who is chanting holy name is really the rich man. Because this money you can only use in this life. But this holy name will go along with you wherever you go. This is credit card, which is used on, it has a ATM on all the planets. Wherever you go, this ATM will encash you whatever you want. So if really you want to be wealthy, Bhagasta, then this holy name will make you the wealthiest person on the planet. Yes. So those want to be really wealthy, because everybody in this world is with a desire to be wealthy. Because when you are wealth, then you can enjoy. We are in this world to enjoy. But we don't know how to enjoy. Srila Prabhupada used to say, you may have a honey bottle, but if you don't know how to open, then you can lick from outside and you will not taste it. So real happiness, nobody experience in this world. They are simply licking the honey bottle from outside. For opening this honey bottle of the nectar of holy name, there is a code word. That code word is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is the code word. If you really chant this, then you can open the treasury of the nectar of holy name and you relish it. When Krishna in Golok Dham, she asked Narada Muni, what about people in the Kali Yuga? I gave them instruction to become my devotees, Bhavamad Bhakto in Bhagavad Gita. Twice I told them. What are they doing?
И когда Кришна на голове спросил Нарада Муни, что вот я дал людям Кали-Юги два Бхагавад-Гите наставления, стань моим преданным, что же они сейчас делают?
Then Krishna asked, they are not becoming your devotees. They are the devotees of the money. Money is honey.
И Нарада так Кришна ответил, что они не становятся твоими преданными, они становятся преданными денег, деньги для них являются медом.
There are three things people are attracted in this world. Zara, Zan, Zameen. Zara means wealth. And Zameen means land. Zara, Zan, Zameen. Zana means the female. Which in your Zana. Zana came. Zana, Zana. These are the three attractions in this world. By the way, the wealth is called Lakshmi. And Lakshmi Pati is Narayan. This land is called Prithvi. Bhudevi. And Prithvipati is also Vishnu. So we want to enjoy the consort of God, therefore we are suffering. These two things people want to enjoy, they tried, but all are gone and they are laughing. Hey, so many people claim that this land belongs to me, this money belongs to me, and nobody really owns it. They have to give it up. They cannot take it with them. So, the real enjoyment is in service and love of God. So when Narada said that nobody has become your devotee, Krishna said they have not really came to their senses. I made a big experiment of Mahabharata war and I showed them only my devotees are protected by me and everybody else will be annihilated. They are still not really realizing and to become my devotee.
Совершил всю историю Махабхараты, то есть я ему показал, что только мои преданные были защищены, а все остальные погибли. Несмотря на все это, они все равно становятся моими преданными.
For one single chaste devoted lady Drupadi's protection and honor, so millions of unwanted persons were killed in Mahabharata war.
Всего лишь за одно маленькое оскорбление Драупады столько миллионов людей умерло на Курукшетре, что они были наказаны за это Кришна.
So then Krishna said, oh, I think I told them to become devotee, but I have not really taught them how to become devotee.
И тогда Кришна понял, что я сказал им, что нужно стать преданными, но я на самом деле не объяснил, как это делать.
Until unless I teach them how to become devotee, how can they will become devotee? Then Krishna said, okay, I have to go and teach them how to devotee. But it means I have to give them Krishna prem. But when you have a love for God, then you become a devotee. Because devotee means you want to serve. And service is only with love. If there is no love, there is no service. The only small service you can see in this world really with love is the mother serving the child. Mother is serving to the child with love. So service is only really there when there is a love. And Srila Prabhupada is the only Acharya who has described devotion, bhakti as loving devotional service. So Krishna said, I have not given bhakti, so what I should give them? Loving devotional service. Then Krishna said, but how can I have a loving devotional service to me? I don't have. How can Krishna have a Krishna Bhakti? The Krishna Bhakta has a Krishna Bhakti. So then Krishna was really said, I want to give the devotion, but I don't have devotion for me, so where can I find it? Then if you sometime read the Brahma Bhagavat Amrita of Sanatana Goswami, then there is a gradation of the devotees from this earth to the heavenly planet into up till Golok now. There is a description of the people on this planet, then there is a description of Hanuman, there is a description of Arjun, there is a description of Uddhava. All these great devotees' names are there. And ultimately Uddhava says, it is the gopis, they are the real devotees of Krishna. And then when the Gop Kumar approached the gopis, they said, no, Radharani is really the dearmost devotee of Krishna. She has 100% consolidated Ganibhut Krishna Prem. She is Krishna Prema Murti. Therefore, for the Guru, we say His Divine Grace means Krishna Kripa Murti. Krishna Kripa Murti is the personification of mercy of Krishna. Guru is as good as God in distributing mercy of Krishna. So Krishna decided to take Radharani along with him to teach bhakti. So Shakti and Shaktiman, the energy and energetic, they fuse together. So Krishna came as Gauranga. Yesterday I told you one thing, that Krishna's incarnation is not for establishing religion or annihilating the demons. This is the function of Vishnu.
Итак, как я вам вчера говорил, что Кришна воплощается не для того, чтобы установить религию или уничтожить демона, это все функции Вишну на самом деле.
Krishna simply come to teach the loving relationship with God.
Кришна приходит для того, чтобы научить любовным отношениям с Господом.
There is devotional loving relationship.
Это любовные отношения, основанные на преданности.
And once in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes himself. In 28th cycle of 4 yuga by the end of Dwapar yuga. And in the beginning of the Kali yuga of the same cycle, Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes to practically demonstrate bhakti.
И в начале Кали-юги того же цикла Гауранга Махапрабху лично приходит, чтобы продемонстрировать бхакти.
So, Шрада Диттам Ниджгупта Виттам Сванама Амртам Ати Удара Гаура. He is very magnanimous. This Гауранга Махапрабху is unconditionally he gave the holy name to anybody fallen from any part of the world. He just gave holy name.
То есть Гауранга Махапрабху на щедрости, он без разбора раздает все это имя всем падшим людям этого мира.
So the one thing is, before we start chanting, we should meditate on Bhuta Shuddhi mantra. We will give up the designation of the bodily things, at least as long as we chant, we should be free from all the designation of the body.
То есть первое, на что мы должны медитировать перед началом повторения святого имени, это Бхута Шудха мантра.
And the second most important thing is we should pray to Panchatattva and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because it is only by their mercy we can chant holy name. This is the second most important thing. It's not simply lip service Jayatri Krishna Chaitanya, but you meditate on Panchatattva, and then there's a last word in Panchatattva mantra. You focus on that Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Gadadhar Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, when you chant, you immediately see in your mind six Goswamis. And then immediately you see the whole parampara which is on the altar. They are Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Because this is coming through this chain of disciplic succession. Because this is like these electric wires, if they are connected with power house, then you are all these bulbs, they are giving light. If you stand under the light pole, you will not give light. You put the bulb under the light pole, there will be no light. Even if you put the bulb in a powerhouse, there will be no light. It has to be connected with the fire, the continuous line. Then there will be enlightenment. So Gaura Bhakta Vrinda means your connection with the powerhouse Supreme Sri Krishna is through this whole line. It should be every day's meditation. And then you should chant Vanchakalpa Trubhyasya Kripasana. Then you chant the Vaishnava Pranam. Not only by lips. Then at least you remember first the devotee who has brought you in Krishna consciousness. Then the devotees who helped you to develop Krishna consciousness. Then the spiritual master who has initiated you. At least in every devotee's life, there must be 3, 4, 5 such very merciful devotees. And you pay obeisance to them when you say Vanchakalpatru, you speak their name. This will keep us always humble. Because there are many above us. There are many above us. That is what the Mahaprabhu's teaching about chanting holy name. Tranad api sunishena, taror api saishunona, amanina manadena kirtanya sadai. You can only chant always if you are more tolerant than tree, you are humbler than blade of grass, you give respect to all, but never expect any respect. Then you can chant holy name. So all these three ways make us humble, humble and humble. In our consciousness we have many people before us, then we will become humble, and that is the state of mind. Kirtanya Sadahari. Then when we chant in that stage, one day that chanting should bring these symptoms. Nayanam Galaga Shudharaya, Vadanam Gadagada Rudaya Gira. Then really we are chanting, there must be tears in the eyes. Why tears should come in eyes? Then we should feel separation from Krishna. How are we living without Krishna? How we are living without Him in life? See, if your son is going to school and is not coming in time back, how you feel? You become restless. So those who are in a vatsalya prem with Krishna, they have not seen Krishna, they will cry.
те, кто находится в Ватсале, то есть по отношению к индийской религии с Кришной, они начнут плакать.
Your close friend, he said, I'm your friend, I'm coming, and he has not come in time. How you feel about him?
То есть, например, если ваш близкий друг скажет, что я приду к какому-то времени, но вы
уже... You become really restless.
Вы будете очень беспокоиться.
So those who are in friendship with Krishna, when they are chanting, they think, why you are not here? I'm just waiting for you, my friend. So say, you must be restless. Similarly, those who love Krishna, when they don't see Krishna like the gopis, they become restless and they sing what they do. They sing. This is the instruction of Krishna when Narada asked him, where can we find you? Naham tishtami vekunte. I'm not living in the heaven, in a Vekunt planet. You die, when you come, then you can see me. It means it's not that you can meet God after death. Na yogi naam hirdey shuva. Neither you leave the home and go to the Himalayas and become a yogi, then you can see God. It means it is not that after death you meet God, or you leave home, then you meet God. Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. Wherever my devotees are chanting my holy name, I am right there. It means when we are chanting holy name, Krishna is right there. Then why we are not able to see him? Because there is no preman janchurita bhakti vilochanena. Because in our bhakti there is no love in the eyes. Krishna is right here, we cannot see. In this temple hall, is there any sound? Any pictures moving here? You can't see anything, no? But if you have a television, and you turn on some channel, you can see so many photos and so many songs and so many sounds, right? It is right here, but you cannot see with these eyes because you don't have that machine. There are so many things here, but you cannot see it because you don't have that machine. Prabhupada used to say, have the television, make your heart television. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra, when our heart is purified, then heart becomes television. Then the pastime of Krishna will manifest in a continuous film in the heart. Most of you have heard this Rupa Goswami's, when he was chanting, he was laughing. And some lame sadhu was walking in front of him. So that lame sadhu felt offended. Why this great sadhu is laughing on me? Because I am limping. And Rupa Goswami was not able to see within the heart television when he was chanting. So he asked from Sanatana Goswami, he said, knowingly or unknowingly, you must have offended some sadhu. How can I know if I have offended? Invite everybody on prasad. The one who feel offended will not come for prasa. And go and pray him. So he invited everybody for feast, and this lame sadhu did not come. And Rupa Goswami said, "So, my dear sir, why you are not honoring prasad?" Said, "You are laughing on me. Why should I come to your house and eat prasad?" Said, "When did I laugh at you? I don't remember." On that day, at that time, I was walking there, you were sitting and chanting and you were laughing at me. I said, "No, I never saw you." Then why you were laughing? So it's not to tell anybody, but since you are feeling offended, so I am telling you. Actually, there was a beautiful flower. Radharani wanted that flower. It was high up in the branch. So she asked Krishna. Krishna pulled the branch down. Radharani held the branch and she was about to reach to the flower. Then Krishna left the branch. And Radharani was hanging in the branch, so I was laughing.
Там была такая история, что Шримати Радхарани хотела достать цветочек с ветки и попросила Кришну, чтобы он опустил эту ветку. Он ее начал опускать, Шримати Радхарани коснулась, чтобы его достать, и вот в эту секунду он отпустил ветку, и она его достать не смогла.
So when we are chanting, are we seeing this type of television in the heart? Or we are seeing some other television? So it means we have to work hard to clean the heart. Krishna prema nitya siddha sadhya kabhu nahi. Krishna prema is ready within everybody's heart, on every living being's heart. This prema bhakti is already there. But why it is not manifesting? You have seen the hand pumps to take water? And not in your country, but in hot weather, May, June, because it was very hot, when you try to take water, water won't come, it only air comes. Why? Because there is a vacuum. So, no, what? Water is there, it's not coming out. Then intelligent person, our Vrindapati is saying, then if you, what the people should do, they put a bucket of water they put from above. Then vacuum is clear, then you use, you will get water. So simply Krishna prema is right there, but there is a vacuum of maya for many lifetimes. Then what type of water we should put? Mahaprabhu said, Sarvana Kirtana Adi Jale Sinchana Kare. Sarvana Kirtana Adi Jale. Jale means water. Hearing and chanting is the bucket of water. If you put through the ears, then it will come out. Krishna prema nitya siddha sadhya kabhu nahi. Charvan adi suddha chitte karai udai. When heart becomes suddha, purified, how? By charvan, by hearing. So we hear when we chant the holy name. We attentively hear when we chant the holy name. This holy name contains all past time of Supreme Lord. Condensed in this. Like in the seed, there is a whole tree. You cannot see the tree in the seed. And then whole tree with all flowers and fruits, everything is within the seed, but you cannot see it. So this holy name has everything, the pastime, the abode of the Supreme Lord, the paraphernalia, the nama, guna, rupa, lila, everything is within the holy name. But all these will one day manifest when we purify our heart. So when we are chanting, there are three stages of chanting. The chanting with offenses. And when we chant with offenses, then we will get name, fame, adoration, money, everything. Yes, and most of the people are happy that we are getting everything by chanting, so they think it is okay. So most of the people, they come and chant and they get all the name, fame and most respect and money, they think, oh, this, I got the good result of chanting. This is the result of chanting with the offenses. The second stage is the Naam Abhas, not knowing the potency of the holy name. In which even the one who is chanting holy name without knowing the power of holy name is liberated. The third chanting is a pure chanting that gives Krishna prema. Therefore, when we chant these 10 offenses, we also chant in the last Bhaujanam yadi kare sarvan kirtan tavinapaye Krishna pade premadan. For many lifetime, if somebody chants, but still he will not get Krishna prem if he is not free from offenses. The most of the offenses we don't know really. But one offense which often we do is criticize the other devotees. In your country, you don't know the other demigods are equal to Krishna. It's not for you. So all other offenses are not applicable to you. Only two offenses, three are most important for your country. Number one is to speak ill about the other devotees. To have not full faith in a spiritual master. And not chanting attentively. The rest of the offenses are for the people living in India because they have so many hajj-paj. Yeah, it's because they have so much hajj-paj. So for them, there's a lot to work. For you, it's only three things which are most important. And most of the time we are not talking about Krishna, we are talking about devotees. That is good, but we are talking about devotees not in a good mood or a good way. So as a sincere devotee, one thing Prabhupada told us, that devotee should look like a honey bee. honeybee goes in any planet, or any plant, but get honey.
То есть пчела она садится на любой цветок, но достает с него только мед.
Bitter, bitter melon, it can take out sweet honey.
То есть, например, из цветка горькой дыни она может достать сладкий мед.
So have a vision to see good in all devotees.
То есть нужно иметь видение такое, чтобы видеть хорошее качество.
And everybody has something good.
У каждого есть что-то хорошее.
So if we have developed this vision to find good in other devotees and use that talent of the devotees in service of Krishna, then really that devotee will be benefited and we will be benefited.
И если мы разовьем такое видение, видеть хорошее в преданности задействовать, видеть хорошее качество служения Кришне, мы получим свои проценты, этот преданный получит свои проценты.
Then second part, Шрила Прабхупада said, don't become a fly.
А вторая часть предупреждения Шрилы Прабхупады была в том, что не становитесь мухой.
Fly sits on the sores and dirty things.
Муха садится только на грязные вещи.
So don't look the bad things on other people.
То есть не ищите плохие вещи в окружающих.
So only change your vision.
То есть нужно просто поменять свое видение.
Change your consciousness.
Поменять свое сознание.
Everybody has a good thing and everybody has a bad thing.
У каждого человека есть хорошие и плохие.
If you have to see the bad things, see in you.
Если у вас есть
in yourself.
Плохие качества.
If you have to see the good things, see in others.
Если у вас есть потребность видеть хорошие качества, видите.
If you develop this vision, then you really you will be freed from the offenses, offending the other devotees.
Если вы развиваете такое видение, то вы освободитесь от оскорблений других преданных.
Duryodhan was asked by the guru to go and find out the good person in the city.
Duryodhan Guru Maharaj попросил пойти в город и найти человека, который лучше, чем он.
And Yudhishthira was asked to find out the bad person in the city. Duryodhan said there is no good person in the city. Because he was thinking everybody is bad. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said there is no bad person in the city. Everybody is good. Because his vision was to see good in everybody. And everybody has a good thing also. Parikshit Maharaj was asked, when you have already conquered Kali Yuga, then you should have killed him, then we should have free. Kali Yuga, Parikshit Maharaj said, I saw the good thing in Kali Yuga. So what good thing you saw in Kali Yuga that you just spared his life? Kali, one meaning of Kali means quarrel. The another meaning of Kali is Keshava Layate Iti Kali. The Keshava, the Krishna, can easily be obtained in Kali Yuga. Simply by chanting holy name we can get Krishna. So this is the good thing I have seen in Kali Yuga, that people will be easily liberated simply by saying Hare Krishna. So good person sees everything, even Kali Yuga Parishad can see the good. Prabhupada saw a good thing in all hippies. See, this is the vision, Prabhupada. All they were coming drunkard, they were coming in with drugs, they were coming with the girls. But Prabhupada, see, they have a little faith and service mood. So he used that good thing in them and they become great devotees.
Они употребляли спиртное, они употребляли интоксикацию, они приходили со своими девушками, но Прабхупада у них увидел немного хороших качеств, желание служить Кришне, задействовал в этом служении эти качества, и они стали преданными.
So he was, this is called, you know, have a vision to see good in everybody.
И нужно вот это видение развить.
Appreciate that.
Хорошее качество во всех, и цените
это. This is the easy way to avoid the first offense.
Это легкий путь избежать первого оскорбления.
Very easy way to avoid good. They were bad things, you just don't look. Who can look on the bad thing? Father has a right to find the bad thing in his son and correct. The temple president has to find the wrong in the devotees and correct them. Like husband has to tell the wife what to do right thing. So in this case it is not criticism, it is correction. You know, there's a difference between the criticism and correction. If you find something wrong in somebody, if you are not authority to correct him, then don't tell him, because it is not your jurisdiction. See, so many people are smoking on the street. Are you ever worried? But if your son smokes, then you are really worried. Because then you love him and you want to really protect him. So this vision, who can correct, we must know. But what we are doing is we are telling whole world is wrong. We cannot correct, then what to say?
И вот это видение корректировать должно быть правильным, а мы зачастую видим, что весь мир поступает неправильно, и мы должны его исправить. Но это не находится в нашей сфере влияния.
So by now we have couple things that we should have bhut siddhi meditation before we start chanting. Mm-hmm. We should meditate on panchatattva and the Gaura Bhakta Vrinda and pray for them, pray to them that please be merciful. This holy name which has appeared in Kali Yuga by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, please bless us with this. Then we should be consciously avoiding the criticizing other devotees by finding good thing in other devotees. If you have some differences or grudges with some devotees, then every day, without telling him, by call his name and pay obeisance to him, that please forgive me. If you are sincere, Krishna within the heart as a Paramatma will hear you want to rectify your mistake. And Krishna as a Paramatma to that devotee will tell, please, he is not against you, become friend. I have done many experiments in my life, because in management you have to really offend some devotees. You cannot make everybody happy. So every day I just call that devotee's name and pray to Krishna that it is because of my service I did it. I don't mean it, please forgive me. And I see after a few days that devotees become really friendly automatically. It works. This is the methodology Srila Prabhupada used when he landed in America. He said, why Krishna, you brought me here? I am old man, how can they listen to me? Then Prabhupada said, but you are Paramatma in everybody's heart. You have brought me here. If you want your message to be accepted, then tell them to listen to me. And it worked. So this works. There's one book written, How Prabhupada Was Great Something. There's one big book in which there's one story of a girl having a nice Gopal deity in home when she was a child. She was worshipping Gopal. When she became young, she was married and very loving husband she got, but the mother-in-law was a little tough.
И когда она, эта девочка, она подросла, она вышла замуж, у нее был очень хороший муж, но мать и муж, они были сложности.
So when she just was outside doing some service, she was crying.
И когда она делала какое-то служение, она зачастую плакала.
Some saintly lady said, "Why you are crying, daughter?"
И одна сострадательная женщина, проходившая мимо, сказала, "Почему дочь так плачет?"
Say, I have a very nice, loving husband, but my mother-in-law is really giving tough time. I want really to serve her and live peacefully. Then Santi lady said, so you are worshipping your Gopal? Yes, I have brought with me. I was worshipping since childhood. And then Santi lady said, so that Gopal is also in the heart of your mother-in-law? He said, yes. Then you pray to your Gopal. That I want to serve the mother-in-law, my husband and whole family live together, then that Gopal will change her heart. Then she started praying to Gopal, and after a few days, mother-in-law will become mother. So this is the way also to avoid the offenses which we have committed. Pray every day. So to avoid offenses, to pray, and then holy name. Srila Prabhupada said in Kali Yuga, to make people chant holy name is like giving a medicine to a horse. You need 6 persons. 4 to hold the 4 legs. 1 to open the mouth. And 1 to put the medicine. Therefore, even in Kali Yuga, when Krishna wanted to give holy name, he came as a Panchatattva. Therefore, really you want to chant, you be in a good group. And when you go out for chanting, go in groups. That's only the best way, really, we can, because when this is the only way. It's very difficult to chant holy name. It's not easy thing, really. It's very easy, but it's not easy. The only one thing that if we have a desire, then it is possible. Ultimately, everything depends upon desire. If you have desire, I want to chant, then you can get. That type of determined desire is most important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 100 times heard the story of Dhruva Maharaj from Gadadhar. How many times you want to hear Dhruva Maharaj's story? I know, 5 year child, offended by stepmother, went, not told him, and he got darshan. Hare Krishna.
Ну, вы, наверное, эту историю слышали уже последний раз. Ребенок сидел на коленях матери, потом ему Нарада сказал, что делать, и так далее.
But Mahaprabhu said, the determination of Dhruva Maharaj, if I get a fraction of that determination, then I will perfect my life.
Но Чтень Махапрабху сказал, что вот это желание Дхурва Махараджа, если у меня появится хотя бы капелька этого желания, я достигну цели своей жизни.
It's a 5 year child. Mother said, you can see God in forest, and he just went in forest without thinking anything. Full firm determination.
То есть вот это полное погружение, полное сконцентрированность. Маленький мальчик, ему 5 лет, ему мама сказала, ты можешь найти Бога в лесу, и он просто пошел в лес.
And then Prabhupada writes, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Now Krishna said, he wants to meet me, I must send Guru to him. And he sent the Narada Muni to help. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard 100 times in 16 years the story of Prahlad Maharaj. He said, with all the difficulties and troubles given by his own people, he was never shaken in his faith on holy name.
Несмотря на все эти трудности, которые Прахлад Махарадж испытывал от своих близких людей, его вера в Святое Имя даже немножко не пошатнулась.
So if we have a little fraction of determination of Dhruva Maharaj and little fraction of tolerance of Prahlad Maharaj, then we can really chant.
Если у нас будет хотя бы маленькая капелька привязанности, желания, которое было у Дхрува Махараджа, и хотя бы капелька будет терпения, которое было у Прахлада Махараджа, мы достигнем цели.
So many odds will come in our life, so many differences will come, so many difficulties will come, but if we are determined, we will do it.
Столько разных вещей будет появляться в нашей жизни, столько сложностей и так далее, но если мы будем сосредоточены на цели, как Дхрува Махараджа, мы это сделаем.
Ultimately, Krishna is within everybody's heart as a Paramatma. He smells our desire. And he reciprocates accordingly. So, if we have a desire, then Krishna will provide all the facilities. And the last point. If you read, you are chanting to get Krishna Prem. We are chanting to get Krishna Prem. The Krishna Prem can only be given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only give Krishna Prem if Nityananda Prabhu become pleased. And Nityananda Prabhu will only be pleased if you preach to Jagai and Madhai. So if really you have a desire to preach to the people who are at an animalistic platform, then Nityananda Prabhu will be very pleased. He will request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give you Krishna Prem. There is what Prabhupada was, the personification of mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He preached to millions of Jagai and Madhais.
Поэтому Шрила Прабхупада было олицетворение милости Нитянанда Прабху, потому что он проповедовал.
So if you really preach, then you will get the taste for holy name.
И если вы будете по-настоящему проповедовать, вы получите вкус святого имени.
You will get faith in holy name.
Вы получите веру в святое имя.
You will get determination that holy name really works in life.
У вас будет понимание того, что святое имя по-настоящему работает в жизни.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There may be so many things, but I have my realization which I share with you. There are many books written about how to chant, art of chanting, perfecting japa, japa reform. So many things are there by great devotees. So you can refer all those, but this is really, you should have a heart or actually determination, then everything will manifest. Ultimately, Krishna is within our heart, and if he can do anything which is not possible in this world, it's also possible. Impossible is word in fool's dictionary, Prabhupada used to say. Yes, it is possible to get Krishna in this one lifetime. It's possible. So, aspire for that with determination and perseverance. Beg from every devotee for mercy to help. If you want to swim in the direction of river, it's very easy and flow.
если мы хотим плыть по течению реки, это легко
очень. Even the wood can go in the direction of the flow of the river.
Даже бревно может плыть вдоль по течению реки.
But if you want to swim against the current of the river, you have to really put a lot of effort.
Но если вы хотите плыть против течения, вам нужно прикладывать.
And then you will be tired.
И тогда вы устанете.
And the river will carry away. Then you should have a good anchor to hold on for, and then get your energy back. So this practicing Krishna consciousness is actually swimming in opposite to the current of a river. The whole world is going towards the material enjoyment, and we are going just opposite to that. So it is a big struggle, really. If you have a good devotee as an anchor, he can hold your hand and give you really time to get revitalized and continue your journey, then you can really go forward. Then value the other devotees' association. They are anchors on your path back to Godhead. They can give you revitalizing time to continue your practice again back to Godhead. Then you can reach to the origin of the river. So devotees, be very respectful to the devotees. Every single devotee is a mercy of Krishna. And have a very respectful dealing with the devotees. And always beg for mercy. It's only by mercy of devotees, it's only Mahatapada Abhishek, Raj Abhishekam. Only one way, by the mercy of the devotees, we can get Krishna Bhakti. So while chanting also, we should have this mood of respect to the devotees. Спасибо. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comment?
Вопрос или комментарий? Вы сказали там три основных оскорбления вот по поводу невнимательного воспевания.
Три
в России. Три в России. По поводу невнимательного
воспевания. Три main offenses in Russia.
Not Russian, I'm saying outside world, because in other Vedic literature, you don't know what are other Vedic literature. It's not applicable to you. Doing offenses on the strength of holy name, you don't know. These tantric people, they use all these things to do, but it is not your life. And for you, it is like, first devotee, we always criticize devotee like anything. This is the nature. So we should avoid that by finding good thing in them.
Я не имею в виду, что конкретно в России, я имею в виду, что вот остальные откровения относятся больше к ведической цивилизации, к ведической культуре, когда люди, например, шанкой занимаются поклонением полубогам, а мы об этом даже ничего не знаем.
But he asked about, can you tell, say something about unintentionally chanting?
Inattentive chanting. Inattentive chanting. Why we are not attentive to chanting? Because we have not developed taste for chanting.
Почему мы невнимательно повторяем, потому что у нас нет вкуса к повторению?
Why we have not developed taste for chanting? Because we have disease of jaundice.
Почему у нас нет вкуса к повторению? Потому что у нас есть другие вкусы.
That is the... Because this is what Rupa Goswami says, because we are materially diseased people with the enjoyment of material nature's tendency, so we are not developing taste for holy name. There were two ants. Ant, Ant, small ants. Maravya. Moravia. There was one ant was living in a salt godown. The other was living in a sweet shop. They met together. The one with the sweet one said, I am eating every day wonderful rasgulla, gulab jamun. The other said, I am horribly in a salt and every time I am tasting salt. Come, I am inviting you tomorrow, come in my sweet shop, eat sweet. So that's why the ant from the salt shop, she was given gulab jamun, he said, it is salty. How come it is salty? Open your mouth. There's one grain of salt in the mouth of an ant. So she was tasting that old salt. So sweet was not sweet. So we are actually ant of salt godown. We have still the taste of this material enjoyment in our mouth. Holy name is tasty, but we have already the whole thing. So that is not really giving us ruchi. Ruchi means taste. And Rupa Goswami is meter, the ruchi is number 6. Ado Shardha Ata Sadhu Sangaha Bhajan Kriya Anarth Nivarti Nishta Ruchi is number 6. So we are doing bhajan, but still we have many anartha. We have any still little offenses and unwanted things. And we have not nishta, means full faith on holy name. So ruchi is not developing. But what is the treatment? And then Rupa Goswami said, chant! Chanting is only the treatment. Eat rasgulla, then this salt will dissolve. Yeah, then salt will dissolve ultimately. In your country, I have not seen. In kulfi, you know kulfi? Milk condensed milk put in ice to make something to eat, children eat in India, you have seen? Different than ice cream, little different than ice cream on a stick, something. So when they want to really get to freeze, they have to put the salt along with ice for the milk to get frozen. Sometimes that salty water just go from the up into the ice cream. We are tasting ice cream, but it is salty for a while. Many times I have tested this, it becomes salty, but then inside is sweet, but outside is salty. There's some water, salty water is common. Because this, in this world, we are living in this world, which is salty water. And we want to condense in Krishna Prem, but we can only condense in this salty water, no other place. So something is coming in. So at least there is one way to do it simply. You say this much time, say half an hour. This place, on this chair, for half an hour, I will not think of anything, I will not do anything, I will simply chant.
И что мы можем сделать? Мы можем постоянно с собой договориться, что в этом месте сейчас на протяжении получаса я не буду ни о чем думать, я буду просто повторять.
You train your mind that I will in a time and a place I confine myself for some time.
Нужно тренировать ум, что в определенном месте, в определенное время я выделяю себе вот время для повторения.
It's like that. If you have an appointment with Prime Minister, and your child, you love very much, he is your own child, and he wants really to mess with you, what will you tell him? He'll tell, take some money, keep silence, I am going meeting, come back, I will take you to party, I will do whatever you want, leave me now. Even still he is really troubling, then you have to slap it, get out. So when we are starting chanting, we are meeting with the Supreme Lord, who is the Prime Minister of Prime Ministers.
Итак, когда мы садимся повторять, мы должны встретиться с Верховной Частью Бога, который является министром всех министров.
And our mind is our pet child, always disturbing us.
А наш ум — это наш возлюбленный ребенок, который нас все время беспокоит.
Tell him, please, leave me half an hour. Let me meet with God. Then all day I am with you.
Вот полчасика, пожалуйста, не трогай меня, а потом весь день я буду с вами.
But still he is coming, disturbing you, then what Bhakti Siddhanta said, make 100 shoes, kick with 100 shoes this mind. So at least for half an hour, the mothers know how to control child. Sometimes you are the champ. Just cry and sleep. That's what. So you have to say sometimes. So at least you bind yourself in time and place at least for some time. That is possible. Say, start with 15 minutes. 15 minutes, no phone, no other discussion, no other thing. I'll simply chant. After that, you give break to the mind. Okay, now what do you want? You have nothing to do? Leave me more 15 minutes. Okay, so. If you have 1 millimeter of scent you apply to you, it will be very nice fragrance, okay?
И, например, если у вас есть какой-то ароматический масло, вы можете нанести, оно будет иметь очень хороший запах.
And then you enter into the big open sewage.
Тогда вы можете войти в какую-то большую
яму. And you come out. There will be smell of the scent or the sewage.
Запах будет этого ароматического масла и помоев, которые были в этой яме.
We are chanting 15 minutes, half an hour, and we are in this stage rest of the 23 hours. So on our mind is the whole world. So this is very difficult because the time is half an hour on one side and 23 hours on the other side. Many lifetimes we serve the mind's dictation, and for a few years we are trying to chant Hare Krishna. So mind is still powerful. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, like you have an iron and you want to make a hole with a needle in the iron, it is not possible. So such type of persons who are diseased, they cannot be treated at home, so they are taken to the hospital. Regular treatment and proper diet under the supervision of doctor can treat them. Therefore, because we have a disease which is from many lifetimes, So we need the association of devotees as a hospital, and we need the spiritual master and some nice senior devotees to regularly give us the dose of holy name and proper diet to cure this disease. Other times somebody asked Prabhupada, why are you building costly temples? People are suffering. Why don't you build a hospital? Prabhupada said, who said I'm building a temple? This is a big hospital. For mentally sick, materially afflicted people, we are treating our devotees or the doctors.
Для людей, которые больны материальной болезнью, мы строим эти храмы, а у нас врачи это вредные и не лечат.
The stressed people of the modern world get peace and tranquility in our temples.
Беспокойные люди этого мира, они обретают мир и спокойствие в наших храмах.
The first word of the temple means tranquility. You get a peace.
Первое слово.
The peace, is peace. Peace in the temple is peace.
Peace.
E is education. M is meditation. So everything in the temple is just to give you treatment of your materially sick mind. So really this is an in-hospital treatment when you come in a temple. You do in-house, it's not easy to really treat, because in-house it's not possible. You chant in-house and you chant in temple, there's a difference you can see.
И поэтому нужно приходить в храм, чтобы получить настоящее лечение. Дома вылечиться очень тяжело, повторять и помочь повторять. В храме очень большая разница.
So for attention we must develop taste.
То есть для того, чтобы повторять внимательно, нужно развить вкус.
Rupa Goswami says, holy name is so sweet, I need millions of tongues to chant and millions of ears to hear.
Rupa Goswami говорил, что это такое сладкое, что мне нужно миллион языков, чтобы произнести, и миллион ушей, чтобы его услышать.
So when we develop taste, then we will be attentive actually. I asked this thing from some sadhu, how can I be really attentive? He said, those who are attentive, just associate with them, you will get the same taste. Simply by association we can get all these things. Anything in this world we have learned only by association. So if you associate with devotees, you will get the good result of your chanting. Hare Krishna. Spasibo. Spasibo. Bhog means coward boy. Yeah? Herding the cow. Bhog. Herding the cow. May the one who heard the cow protect you. Once I gave lecture in Krishna's Bhoktaram Yagyatapsam. Bhog means Bhoktaram. This Bhoktaram is Bhog. This Bhog has come from Sanskrit. Bhoktaram Yagyatapsam Sarvaloka. This Bhog. And Krishna says, I am that Bhoga, I am coward. And Krishna Mishra told me, Bhog means coward. Herding the cows. So it says, Krishna, who herds the cow is a Gopal. May he bless you all.